This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko on Tuesday rejected accusations of provoking a new wave of a migration crisis with the European Union and instead blamed the EU for worsening the situation. Speaking during an interview with Russia's National Defense magazine, Lukashenko claimed citizens of Poland, Germany, and Ukraine facilitated the transit of migrants to Europe. Migrants camped overnight into Tuesday at the border between Poland and Belarus as the situation remained calm after attempts to breach the frontier into the European Union the day before. Lukashenko refused to help Poland in handling the crisis, blaming the West for launching a so-called hybrid war against Belarus. The situation marks an escalation in months of migration pressure against Lithuania and Poland, and to a lesser extent Latvia, the three EU states on the bloc's eastern border with Belarus. The EU says Belarus is building the pressure, intending to destabilize the bloc in retaliation for Western sanctions. The United States on Tuesday condemned arrest based on ethnicity in Ethiopia after the detentions of UN staff reportedly from the Tigrayan community. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters, quote, "Security force harassment and detention on the basis of ethnicity is completely unacceptable." The detentions come as U.S. Envoy Jeffrey Feltman visits Ethiopia as he seeks to back efforts for an immediate ceasefire in the intensifying year-long support. The United States again voiced hope for efforts led by a former Nigerian president who is serving as an envoy by the African Union. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pfizer is asking U.S. regulators to allow boosters of its COVID-19 vaccine for anyone 18 or older in a filing announced on Tuesday. Older Americans and other groups particularly vulnerable to the virus have had access to a third dose of the Pfizer vaccine since September, but the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has said it would move quickly to expand boosters to younger ages if warranted. Pfizer is submitting early results of a booster study in 10,000 people to make its case that it's time to further expand the booster campaign. The company asked U.S. regulators Tuesday to allow boosters of its COVID-19 vaccine for anyone 18 or older, a step that comes amid concern about increased spread of the coronavirus with holiday travel and gatherings. Older Americans and other groups particularly vulnerable to the virus have access to a third dose since September. While all three vaccines used in the U.S. continue to offer strong protection against severe COVID-19 illness and death, studies have shown the shot's effectiveness against mild infection can wane over time. An American soldier is the first woman to graduate from the U.S. Army Sniper Course. A general is calling her graduation a milestone for the National Guard and for the Army. The military is not identifying her at this time. The soldier enlisted in the Montana Army National Guard in December 2020 and underwent a 22-week training course at Fort Benning in Georgia. Her training staff recommended her for the opportunity to attend the sniper course. She began it in September and graduated last week. Chile's lower house of Congress on Tuesday approved an impeachment trial for President Sebastián Piñera over corruption allegations originating from the Pandora Papers leaks. Lawmakers in the Chamber of Deputies garnered the 78 votes required to seek impeachment and advance proceedings to the Senate over Piñera's alleged involvement in the controversial sale of a mining company. The impeachment case has grown as new details have emerged about a deal first revealed in the Pandora Papers document leak, which highlighted offshore transactions involving political figures. The case now moves to the Senate, where the effort to remove Chile's president from office does not appear to have the necessary votes. However, the president is barred from leaving the country while the process is underway, and he risks up to 5 years in jail. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.